To talk on, Chasten West had an ankle injury, didn't finish. Donaldson hurt his shoulder again. And Jermichael Finley was out tonight because of a glute contusion. So, but that'll take your questions.
Do you think that's serious at all with Finley?
I have no reason to believe it's serious. We will do play time for the Cleveland game tomorrow as a staff at noon. And as always, the practice tomorrow night will hopefully not factor in adjusting the play time. So if Jermichael is in any threat of not playing in Cleveland, I don't have that information yet for you.
When did that happen?
It happened last night's practice.
Crosby obviously did all that.
Kicked it in. The program for Mason is to kick tomorrow. That was the program all along this week. He did some kicking inside. I mean, he feels good. I'll be surprised if he doesn't kick tomorrow night and, you know, wakes up Friday with an issue. And if he does, you know, we'll act accordingly. But the plan is for Mason to have a full kicking session tomorrow night's practice.
Michael, overall, how did you feel about the crispness and the cleanness of this practice?
I thought it was a very good practice, just for the fact of how many different situations you're able to cover. You know, and it's the same every year when you get to this point camp. The team has been competing against each other, you know, now for nine practices, and they're tired of competing against each other. They're irritated competing against each other. So when you get into these two-minute drills, these red zone drills, move the ball drill, I mean, you know, there's certain things that individual coaches are looking for, but from my perspective, you know, it's about personnel evaluation and, frankly, getting the operation of the drill done. So, you know, sometimes the competitive juices kind of, you know, not get in the way, but just or show up in those drills. But at the end of the day, it's about 22 men working through a situation. And if a defensive lineman beats an offensive lineman and it's a sack, you know, or you're running a screen play, you want to see the full group work. So there's a difference between having competitive situation drills and live drills. And it's a long answer to a short question, but the point I'm trying to make is time to go play some live football. All right, we're tired of having competitive drill work. So, and that's what normally happens at this time of training camp.
Mike, how's it looking for getting the swing back and also fouls for this week?
I'd probably give you a better answer tomorrow. Let's see how tomorrow goes.
You know, you haven't worked on cards yet. I think usually by this point camp you have, but I take it that's because the new players.
Well, not really. We're at the same point we've always been as far as, you know, where we are in the ninth practice. Actually, we wouldn't be done with the installs in past years probably till the 12th, you know, 12th practice, because we'd have three review days in there. So tonight was our last installation practice. So tomorrow we will spend the full day on Cleveland. We plan on spending more time on Cleveland, but we had to adjust our schedule for a couple different reasons. So tomorrow we'll move on to Cleveland. To answer your question, we'll be working with cards. So.
Mike, are you at all concerned with Grant, Finley, who plays, any of the injured guys, just taking that first really hard hit and including the wherever that may be?
You want to see every one of those players go through that. There's no doubt about it, and I think that was reflected in the way we brought them back into the practice. You know, they only went through individual for a couple of days, and then, you know, only in 7-on-7 for the perimeter drills, and we were even a little more cautious with Mike Neal, and then worked up to the team. So physically, I don't have any question or any doubt that they're not ready. It's really that mental threshold that you have to get over, the confidence, and I think this, the progression that all those guys went through, that they're ready to go. I'm not worried about it, and I don't think they are.
Mike,
any discussion about maybe not playing some of the starters in the first game?
Well, that's what we'll talk about tomorrow. I mean, really the first thing for a coach's decision. You know, you look at your older players. You know, it is a different year. I'll look at the older players and make sure that they've had enough work. Because everybody's going through it, you have to get your veterans ready, but you also have a shorter period of time to evaluate all your new players. So just kind of find a balance between that's going to be the challenge, and then everybody in the NFL is going to go through it.
You want Aaron to play though, for sure.
Oh, sure.
Mike, with the White House trip coming up, just wanted to clarify, the rookies and newcomers, will they go through every single thing that the veterans go through, like the official picture, will they be in that, or?
Well, they're not sending the big plane for us, so we're only taking one to D.C. and Cleveland, so whoever's going to Cleveland is going to Washington, D.C. It's one trip. So everybody that's involved with the football game, and obviously we've invited some others, but we will fly from Green Bay to Washington, D.C. We'll see the president in the afternoon, and then we will fly from Dallas Airport, actually, to Cleveland, and we'll get into Cleveland approximately 7 o'clock Friday night.
But every step of the White House visit, they'll be in on, correct?
Absolutely. I'm not going to make them sit on a bus. it's not their fault they were here last year. I mean, it's the best that we could do under the circumstances. So it's a business trip and also an invitation to the White House, all in one.
Is that a motivator?
Gosh, I hope so. I think anytime you have an opportunity to go to the Capitol, it'd be motivation. So it'll be a very positive experience for everybody, I'm sure.
And one more White House question. I'm sorry. you don't anticipate any problems with political leanings. Back in the 90s, there was a Packer who didn't go on the White House trip because of his political beliefs. It's obviously a hot political time, but you don't anticipate anything like that, do you?
I have no reason to.